It's Wednesday morning, which means one thing and one thing only. It's midweek Macca. Beverly Macca's here with us. And on the line, it's Charlie from Corrie.
Yay.
Did you get on with Anthony Cotton?
Oh, people make all sorts of nonsense about that. Me and Anthony had a perfectly good working relationship.
Working relationship.
Enough said. But now listen, what was it like, and what sort of times did you have to get up in the morning when you're filming on Corrie?
Sort of depends, really. It depends on how busy you are in the storyline. I suppose probably if you're in all day, you get there at 7, sometimes 7.15, and you could be there until 7. So it was a long day filming.
Is it true, Charlie, there's a bit of a hierarchy, like, you know, like, obviously Rita's like the queen and stuff. Is it a bit like that?
I don't know. I suppose so, in a way. I mean, she's lovely, Barbara. She's a lovely woman. She certainly doesn't, you know, she doesn't lord it over people. And the same with Bill Roach and Annie Kirkbride and all those people that have been there for donkey's years. They're a nice bunch of people. I'd say most people there are really lovely, actually.
Yeah, you're not afraid when you work in there to go and speak to them or go in the dressing rooms or...
No, I don't think I ever went into Barbara's dressing
room. Did you not?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, can you imagine what that'd be like, Elizabeth Taylor's, wouldn't it?
Do you know what? I imagine it's like the TARDIS. You open it up and there's something called jacuzzi.
Exactly.
I'll tell you whose dressing room I would definitely have gone into.
Go
Maria's.
Oh.
Oh, well, I've been in there a few times.
Now it's coming out.
And the dressing room.
Now it's coming out.
Mate, you're just greedy, Charlie.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
What was that storyline like for you, Charlie? Like, was it, you know, easy to do?
I loved it. I had a great time. And it's really nice working with Samia, who plays Maria, who's a really, really good friend of mine anyway. So that always makes things, you know, easier when you're working with somebody that you're so close to. And I really enjoyed the storyline. I think Marcus and Maria weren't actually supposed to be together that long, but it seemed that the public really liked us together, so they kept us as a couple for longer than they'd intended, I think.
Deirdre, how'd you get on with Deirdre?
Annie Kirkbride.
Annie, isn't she lovely?
I love her.
How did she get such a cracking tan living in Weatherfield, though? Because it's always raining in Weatherfield. And, you know, she's like a nut.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She must have a sunbed up in that spare room.
She's like a Benson Brown, isn't she?
There must be a microclimate on Rosamond Street. It must be
But next time you're up here, obviously, you know, I'll get all my gays out. We'll all go out together and we can go up the one way. They'll take you up the one way, which is a nice little restaurant near us. And do you fancy that?
Perfect. I'd love it.
Listen, Charlie, thank you for your time, my lovely.
You're welcome.
Keep tweeting,
nice speaking to you.
And give my regards to all the family, won't you?
I will. Lots of love.
Lots of love, darling. Take care.
Cheers,
Charlie.
Yeah.